bracha of Ashayotza says mafli lasses. It's the famous Morgan Avraham, it's the bracha mafli lasses. And mafli lasses is kilu that the chibur of the neshama and the guf, the chibur of the gashmi and the ruchmi together. It's one of the pshat, there's two pshat in the mafli lasses. One is it's full of holes and the neshama does not mistake. The chibur is the chibur between the gashmi and the ruchmi, how they work together. Right? The person eats, it gives his guf, it also gives his neshama. He doesn't eat, his neshama leaves him. So that chibur of gashmi and ruchmi is that the bechin of mafli lasses. Why is that? Why does Ashayotza have to be regarded that? That's the vote. The vote is comes when a person. What's the biological reaction? Pshat is the person eats. So pshat is the moisturous, that which is not good for him. The moisturous, the body pushes out. Right? That's moist. That's gashmius. That's gashmius. A person's got gashmius. The shame gashmius. So by him, there's no zivuk. There's no chibur. Gashmi ruchni. Gashmi is a velt of neatzme by him. So, after a person is the body's pushed out, all the moistures, all the gashmis, which is l'shem gashmis, which has no toichim for his nefesh, it's not keeping him alive, has no toichim for his neshama. So after the body's pushed all that out, so then he can make a brocha. Then he can make a brocha of mafli lasses. Then what's left, kilu, what's left of the food is what the body takes in, which is machaya, is neshama. So therefore, the person that's why it's dafka shaya tashiyotza. What the body pushes out, that's what we call gashmis l'shem gashmis. That's hepecha yichud. How yichud is the chibur between the gashmis and the ruchmis. And the gashmisic of food is mechayah than neshama. That's the yichud. That's the kesher between the gashmi and the ruchmi. If a person's got inside in gashmis l'shem gashmis, in other words, every person lives a life of gashmis l'shem gashmis without the chibur, without mischaber. So that's a bechino, that's like a basic kisei. That's gashmis l'shem gashmis. It's not, the neshama is not being nizn. The neshama is not being nizn for me bechlal. Gashmis l'shem ruchnius. That's the neshama zizn. That's the yichud. That's the yichud, and that's the pellet. That's what he's saying. Eich yeshes chabus mishnei afochim. So first, the person's got to push out the gashmis l'shem gashmis. What's left in his body is gashmis l'shem ruchnius. Gashmis l'shem ruchnius. That's the yichud. So that's why dafka after that, the person's got to get rid of his gashmis l'shem gashmis in order to be zoicha to make a yichud, and that yichud is the yichud of mafli lasses. That's all in an ishtek gufa. Ishtek gufa is a in an halach is ishtek gufa. It's a chapela. What do you mean ishtek gufa? This is one body and this is another body. What's upside? What's ishtek gufa? Vahoyu lebasa echad. What's upside? This is all part of the pella, right? The adam is the shemayim and the woman is the aretz. The adam and the zochan and the keva is the gashmi and the is the ruchni and the gashmi. The chayma and the tzura. It's all part of the same pella. Vahoyu lebasa echad. Vahoyu lebasa echad means when the woman is part of when the keva, the bechin is gashmi, is the chiluk of the ruchni, and they go together. That's why that's the bechina of shalom bayis. That's why shalom bayis. It's a shalom bayis means when there's a shleimus between the gashmi and the ruchni. A yiddish shtiv and a yiddish shiv the shalom bayis. A goy looks at the divorce rate amongst yidden. They raise families together, different backgrounds, and they raise mishpachas together, and they lived each other for Chais, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, Rav Chaim L'Chaim, lived with his wife for 80 years, and Chais, you know, that's the pella. Yeah, about that's the going that's the pella we're talking about. The Gashmi Neruchni is a pella. Gashmi Neruchni is a pella. The Boch Hashem, by Yidin Zekman. That's a yichud. Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is a bechin of yichud. And that's the pshat. That's the pshat. That's the it's a bechina of Shemayim Ha'aretz. We discussed already, that's the whole union of the woman is the bechina of the ishtokikus to her husband, that's the bechina of the eish on the mizbeach, and the baal is the bechina of the zocher, the mashpia, that's the mayim, that's the bechina's mayim coming down from the mizbeach. What's the pella? What's the nes and perkei of us? One didn't extinguish the other, because really the husband and wife are shnei afochim. It's like Eshamayim. Eshamayim. Eshamayim doesn't extinguish each other, and it's Mamish Pelas. In the Pesamidosh, you had that Bechina. What comes Milamata Lamala, that's Nukva. What comes Milamala Lamata, that's Zocha. And the fact that the Zocha and the Kiva, one doesn't put out the other one, so that's a double Pela. That's the Yichud. That's the Pela of the Yichud. Of the Kesher between Gashmi and Ruchni, that one doesn't extinguish the other one. And that's our avoda. That's the mafli lasses, and that's how they are tzaddik. Taka, that's why a tzaddik can make pilaim. Tzaddik can make mosim. Why is a tzaddik making moishes? Tzaddik makes a moishes because that's the pella. He is the pella. He's the pella. he's the pella. He's mechaber shemayim v'aretz. Mechaber shemayim v'aretz. That's the biggest moishes. That's the Hilchos Gemara. Says, "Eich bishlemis chabus and shnei afochim." Teretz is,